Good morning, Shaylee Peters joining you now, and we visit this week with Heather Ramsey from the ARC Group based out of Lincoln as we take a look back on this week's market activity. And Heather, kind of a crazy week as far as trading is concerned, especially in those grain markets. And so let's just take a look back at our weekly numbers first, trying to end the week on a strong note, however, mostly a down week.
Yeah, so it's definitely a hard week. We all are feeling what happened Monday morning. We came back. We had had some rain over the weekend in a lot of portions of the western Corn Belt and the western plains here. And that affected our trade Monday morning pretty heavily to the downside. So week over week, last Friday to this Friday, it looks like old crop corn off about 5.5, new crop corn off 4.5. Old crop beans off 21.25 cents, new crop off 14.5. And then if you look at it, that July 2018 Kansas City wheat off 18.25 cents. So rough week. We tried to gain back some of those losses the end of the week, just not enough to really get us back up to that even mark, I guess you could say.
And I know we've got a lot of news coming into play with those numbers, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But also, a big thing on our radar right now, let's preview this acreage report.
Yes, that will be a big one. This is our planting, our March planting intentions report. This is the one we've all kind of been like talking about in hushed tones that it's coming. And it's here next week. What the trade is talking about, like there's this big range of numbers of what could be these bean acres, what could be corn acres. And the trade is definitely leaning towards the higher end on the bean acres right now, thinking that we could have, definitely could have above 90 million acres of beans. Maybe it's more like 92, something like that. If that's the case, we're going to steal some of those acres away from corn and looking at sub 90 million, maybe sub 89 million acres of corn, which it's been a really long time since we planted that few acres of corn. And so you've got one extreme to the other. This could be very detrimental to beans if this pans out and be very helpful for corn if it pans out, adjusting that ending stocks ratio that we've become so accustomed to in corn and beans. So definitely going to be a big impact on our market. I would expect that funds and traders alike maybe do some pre-report positioning next week, and that might kind of give away their hand, so to speak, on what they're expecting the USDA to do for acres next week.
Okay, so we get into some of this news, probably the biggest of this week, a lot of tariff talk. It was not anything new. There's been discussion around tariffs, but China coming into play, President Trump making it official, and then China maybe looking at some retaliation?
Yeah, that's the wonder, is what is China going to do? They're probably our biggest concern with these tariffs, obviously, because we're taxing their products. So in terms of retaliation, the trade has some mixed ideas on what's going to happen. They're going to either completely shut off bean and bean meal imports, or they're going to try to do that temporarily until they realize, hey, they've got to have beans. And in return, they can't just go buy everything that they need from South America because of the losses that they're having down there. Now, how big is this, you know, anti-U.S. purchasing that China's going to maybe involve themselves in? Nobody knows, because nobody really knows what the losses are in South America yet. Nobody knows when and how these tariffs will start being enforced on Chinese products. So there's still a lot of speculation around what does that look like for ags, but the fear that they're going to retaliate is there. And so that's what is kind of weighing on the downward side of the bean market, especially, is that fear about what's going to happen with China and how they react to these tariffs.
And then finally, something we've been talking a lot about here, Heather, weather has been a point of trading now for a while, but we continue to see issues in South America as far as weather is concerned. And then now, as we start to look at the United States planting that wheat crop, weather still definitely a factor with the trade.
Yeah, so we've been talking about South America and their weather. Argentina's looking dry again. This Western Corn Belt, the plains region, we know is dry. We live in it. We know it's dry, unless you're one of the lucky few who's gotten some rain in the last couple weeks. And that is really starting to get talked about and get some life. That would be supportive to markets, this dryness. I think one of the things that a lot of people are nervous about is which one of these stories is going to win. Is the weather scare going to win out? Is the tariff scare going to win out? So we don't really know. Today, we've no idea what the market's going to do, and how do we protect ourselves from that? Well, from a weather standpoint, if it rallies, we want to be able to participate, which is what everyone wants to do when the market rallies. But in the off chance that we're wrong, we've been talking through downside protection with clients and really looking at how do we protect the bottom side, but still leave ourselves open if this weather rally happens and if it gains enough steam to really move forward. Because as everyone, at least down by me, knows, 20 hundredths doesn't do a whole lot for us when we need to plant a crop. So if that continues to pan out, we should see some positive movement back into the markets. But in the off chance that it doesn't, we're looking at some serious downside protection in case that weather doesn't pan out after all and we end up getting rain here in the near future. Now, it's supposed to happen, but I will tell you this much. It was dry all week. So that's very telling.
All right. Thanks so much, Heather. Heather Ramsey with the ARC Group based out of Lincoln. If you would like more information from her or anyone else at the ARC Group, give them a call. Toll free 866-574-2724 or go online to agriskconsulting.net.